You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Barbara Prescott. She's the executive director at Teton County Access to Justice Center. It's a local legal aid system. And she's here to talk about a landlord-tenant law seminar that they will be hosting tonight, May 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church in their Hanson Hall on the Glenwood side. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for allowing me the time to talk about the program.
Could you tell us a little bit about Teton County Access to Justice Center?
As you mentioned, we are the local legal aid program funded by the Wyoming court system. It is a statewide program with offices in different communities around the state. And we currently serve Teton County and now Lincoln and Sublette County residents in civil matters. So these are common issues that they might face in their daily lives. And we support people who couldn't otherwise afford an attorney. Also, we support anyone in the community with legal questions or basic legal research. We have an office here in town, and it's in the Teton County Law Library, which a lot of people aren't aware even exists.
What are some important things to consider if you'd like to maintain a healthy landlord-tenant relationship?
These are some of the things we're going to be talking about in the seminar this evening. First and foremost is a good communication relationship with your landlord. Lots of relationships break down when the two parties aren't communicating well. We also find that many rental situations aren't covered by a written lease. It's always a good idea to have the agreement in writing.
Now, in Wyoming, is there a minimum amount of time that a landlord can either evict or end the lease? Or on the other side of it, tenants can decide not to re-sign the lease? I've heard of people getting less than a month to move out of their house.
Well, a lot of that depends on the situation. If you have an agreement in place, whether written or not, just through the situation or a verbal agreement, either party can terminate the relationship with a notice of the term of the lease. And a lease can be in writing or verbal. It doesn't have to be writing in writing under Wyoming law. So if you're renting on a month-to-month basis, either party must give a month's notice. If it's a year's lease or multi-year lease and either party wants to terminate the lease or not renew, either party must be notified within a year. Of course, that's not the most common here. It's mostly month-to-month leases in our experience. As far as eviction, that's a different situation. A landlord can evict a tenant if they're not living up to the terms of the agreement. And then they must notify the party in writing when they must vacate the premises. And then quite often the landlord must get the sheriff engaged to actually follow through with an eviction. That's an extreme situation.
Now, I know being a homeowner can be financially straining, and in Jackson, property tax for townhomes has increased significantly this year. However, is it fair for these increases to fall all on the tenants? Is there a maximum amount that the landlords can raise their rent within the year?
There is no limit as to the amount that a landlord can increase the rent on a unit, whether a townhome or a room or a home. It really is market-based here in this community and most across the United States. In yesterday's Daily, Jackson Hole Daily, there was an article about Oregon being one of the first states in the nation to try and institute some type of restrictions and guidance on rental agreements. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes forward. If anyone who read that article would notice the similarities of the Oregon market currently with what's going on in Teton County. But to answer your question, no, there isn't any limit. And when you raise this subject with landlords, they will mention that if a government entity tries to limit their ability to raise rent, there's nothing in place to keep in check their costs on cleaning, on construction work, things like that, or as you mentioned, taxes. So there's two sides to that coin.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Barbara Prescott, the executive director at Teton County Access to Justice Center, about a landlord-tenant law seminar that they are going to be hosting tonight from 6 to 8 at St. John's Episcopal Church's Hanson Hall. Now, in Wyoming, is there an online resource for tenants and landlords so that they can learn about their rights in certain situations?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone can access the Wyoming statutes from the Wyoming legislature page. And this landlord-tenant laws are in Article 1 of the Wyoming statutes. There also is an excellent resource in the University of Wyoming website where they've answered basic questions about the landlord-tenant relationship for students. And anyone can find those by Googling that. And quite often I'll use it as a reference as well. Now, folks can come to our office, and we are working on making some more materials available through our website, which is tetonjustice.org. But those two areas, the legislature, where you can look up the Wyoming statutes, or the University of Wyoming, are two good resources.
Now, what should someone do if they feel as if they're being discriminated against because of either their race, their nationality, their religion, or sex, what be it?
Mm-hmm. Well, whether someone is protected under federal statutes really determines on the rental relationship. What we're going to be talking about in tonight's seminar is your rights under the statute, Wyoming statutes, the laws that are currently in place. And that will protect anyone. Many federal laws protect an individual if they're renting under federally subsidized housing, so low-income housing, if they're in senior housing, or if they're renting from a commercial entity. The answer to that question may differ on the relationship. Certainly, our office is a resource for individuals. Many attorneys will take your calls, answer your questions to the best of their ability. We'll have some of those attorneys available this evening as well if someone would like to answer some short questions of either the presenter or other attorneys on hand.
Now, once again, the landlord-tenant law seminar is tonight at St. John's from 6 to 8. Is there anything else that listeners should expect at the seminar?
General awareness about the law and some guidance on, as you first asked, maintaining a good relationship in a rental situation, how to protect your rights. Part of our mission at the center is to educate the public on their rights and make resources available to further educate and then to advocate on their behalf. And that's for either party, for a landlord or a tenant. So we hope to have some landlords attending as well to better educate themselves on the law and how to be a good landlord.
Barbara, thanks again for joining us on KHOL.
Thanks for the opportunity.
This has been 89.1 KHOL Jackson.